This appeal follows more than a decade of disputes between AEL&P and Juno Hydropower, a company that plans to increase the borough's hydroelectric capacity by nearly 20%. The company plans to shuttle power to rural parts of Juno in the next few years with its Sweetheart Lake hydroelectric project. In June, the commission ordered AEL&P to facilitate Juno Hydropower's connection with its existing electricity infrastructure. And in July, the two utilities hashed out agreements to make that happen. Alec Mesdag is the CEO of AEL&P. He disputes the commission's decision to exempt Juno Hydropower from a requirement to have at least 10 customers when it certified the company as a public utility. The company has one contracted customer, Kensington Mine. Mesdag also has outstanding complaints about the agreements AEL&P was ordered to sign, which he hopes the Superior Court will help resolve. Namely, the commission ordered AEL&P to reserve 8.5 megawatts of transfer capacity in its system before Juno Hydropower is up and running without compensation. Mesdag worries about additional costs if, in the meantime, AEL&P's existing customers increase their power use enough to eat into that reserve.
Do I have to build upgrades to ensure that we can, transfer another 8.5 megawatts on top of that?
Mesdag also disagrees with the commission's decision to approve Juno Hydropower's design of the interconnection point, where electricity generated at Sweetheart Lake will join AEL&P's Snettisham power line to Juno.
It is a bad precedent that any entity who disputes the utility's position on what creates a safe and reliable interconnection that protects its customers can simply insist that their project will die if the commission does not order the utility to accommodate their every wish.
Duff Mitchell is the managing director at Juno Hydropower. He says the case is frivolous. The two utilities spent more than a week in hearings before five commissioners, who decided to approve Juno Hydropower's public utility certificate and Sweetheart Lake project plan.
Basically their case is, we got our butt kicked in the hockey game 5-0, and now we're a sore loser and we're blaming the ref.
Mitchell says that AEL&P's disputes are merely quibbles and that he's charging forward with his project.
We're proceeding with the lawful order we have, and we're moving on to put this project into construction. We're bringing the power for Juno's prosperity.
The Regulatory Commission of Alaska declined to comment. In Juno, I'm Alex Solomon.